Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back, 7 till the hour. Thank you very much for hanging out with me. Happy New Year, everybody. You're listening to the live New Year's Day show, 2014, Small Business Advocate on New Year's Day. And I'm Jim Blasingame. We're having a great visit with our good friend Rich Galen. He is of the Republican persuasion. Mullings.com is his website. I encourage you to check it out. My website is smallbusinessadvocate.com.
Which I check out with regularity.
Oh, with regularity. He has to say that or I won't invite him back. Rich, a couple of things. First, I predicted – well, let me back up. I saw an interview and a kind of a, it wasn't really an ambush because she didn't seem unhappy about it. But Catherine Sebelius, Secretary of HHS, who's been on the hot seat for Obamacare, she was interviewed on the street on the way to her car, and she said, you know, they said, what do you think? She said, well, I'm so happy. I'm very happy. I'm very proud because millions of Americans have health care who've never had it before. I'm so proud of that. But the person doing the interview let them off the hook because I'm yelling at the television, ask her how she feels about the 7 million people who don't have insurance today who had it before Obamacare. And the lady didn't ask her that. So that's what I would have wanted to ask her. How about the other millions who you derail from their own health care? The other thing that I want to say,
the middle class people.
Yeah, exactly.
The very people
that
the president insists he's protecting are the people that get caught up in them.
Exactly. And in one of my predictions, I used the metaphor of Obamacare is like watching a slow motion a train wreck in slow motion, and it's delivering a kind of financial double jeopardy of real damage to some people, millions of people, and continued uncertainty for all the rest of us. And it's going to be doing that all through 2014. What do you think?
I think that's exactly right. And small business owners are at the vortex of all that because we both know people who have, you know, they may not fall under the rules because they have less than 50 employees, but it's so confusing and so complex that they've just decided to drop insurance. Or a lot of places, even with more than 50 employees, have gone from family coverage to just single coverage. So we're not covering your spouse anymore because it's going to make everybody's premiums go up, so they're on their own. I mean, and the press corps just seems to think that this is, it's sort of like a football game. You know, where the ball got moved to the 50-yard line or the 48-yard line, and it's day by day, but the long-term effects of this on individuals and on groups of people is likely to be just hard, you know, enormous.
And when I called it watching a train wreck in slow motion, I'm talking about a year-long train wreck in slow motion. I believe, Rich, and folks, I don't say this with any glee. I wish this weren't the case because what I'm predicting is predicting real pain for real Americans, children, families, small business owners. I believe, Rich, that there's not a month going to go by, all the way through to the end of this year, and into the first of next year, that there's not going to be some nightmare stories coming out of Main Street.
I think that's right. I think the Congress is going to be focused on continuing to tinker, or at least try to tinker with this thing to get it to the point where it makes sense under our American way of life. I don't know if they'll get there, but I'm absolutely certain, and I'm, as you know, wrong about this about 75% of the time, but I'm absolutely certain that it is still going to be a major talking point in the midterm elections.
There's no question. How could it not be? Because I would understand that a lot of the pricing, a lot of what the shoe's going to drop, that's going to drop on everybody January 1, 2015, a lot of what that looks like will be known in September.
Yeah, my wife is covered by her company, and she got the notice yesterday, 3 days ago, that their premiums are going up, as are their deductibles going up, and the network is shrinking.
What are the chances?
Fewer doctors and hospitals.
So from a political standpoint, purely political, This is a gift to Republicans. Folks, I'm talking completely as a in the political terms here. This is a political gift for Republicans. How will they screw it up, Rich? I got 30 seconds.
Well, they can screw it up dramatically. I mean, you can shut down the government.
They're not going to do that.
In a heartbeat. But remember, back in the presidential election, it couldn't be a central part of the election because Governor Romney had passed a similar law
in
Massachusetts, and they never figured out.
Well, and we were told lies too. By the way, don't forget that. But
right. Oh yeah, well, that's
by the other side. Anyway, so do you quickly? Will the Senate? Will the Republicans take the Senate in November?
Yeah, I think we will. Yeah,
all right.
Republicans
Very
will
interesting.
Take the Senate.
Rich Galen, thanks for being here. Happy New Year, Rich. Come back soon.
Thank you, my friend, and you.
Rich Galen, ladies and gentlemen, a great American. Mullings.com. Don't forget to check his website out. I got to go for this hour. Happy New Year, everybody. I'll be back. Stay with me.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.